This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Interesting tweet. What do you think Jesus would tweet? Let he who is without sin cast the first stone. Or, has anyone seen Judas? He was here a minute ago. That's what a guy named Chris Cornell said. Very clever thing to write about. And the reason why I bring it up is because I think about this Iran deal. And I was reading a piece in Town Hall written by Matt Vespa, where he was talking about something Guy Benson had said. I'm giving you a lot of backdrop here, but I'm making a bigger point, because we'll be talking about this for a couple of segments. But the short thing of bringing up Judas is this. We are surrounded by Judases. Most of them live in D.C., a few in Hollywood, most of the media, most of the leftists that you think about, we are surrounded by them. They exist. They're like spiders. There's one within 6 feet of you almost anywhere you go. These are people, and I've heard this said of Judas, that Judas was a good Jew. He was a pious person who really did follow Christ, but he thought he saw the bigger picture and that he was saving the Jews by selling out Christ. Okay, that's one way to look at it. But we see him as a turncoat, a guy who turned against Jesus. Jesus saw it, by the way. He knew what was going to happen. The same way that we, the collective, the conservatives, the Christ followers, the God-fearing group among of the heathens out there. I mean, we're all heathens, but the ones who actually do want to believe in a higher power, we see these people for what they are. We know they're going to sell us out. Barack Obama sold us out with this Iran deal. Okay? So anyway, I'm reading this piece written by a guy named Guy Benson. I think Guy's the editor of Town Hall. And I recall being in Steamboat, Colorado with Guy. Trump was rising in the polls, and it was a big deal about who was going to be what and who was going to win the nomination and all this stuff. And it was around September, maybe August, September of 2016. And Guy was completely negative against Trump. I mean, you couldn't say anything good about Trump before. But what about this? But what about this? And I was, to be honest with you, I was only playing devil's advocate. Like he'd say, well, you know, he's a Neanderthal. So I go, people kind of want a guy that isn't just doing the party line, isn't talking political like a Romney or an Obama, for goodness sake. Yeah, but that just goes to show that he doesn't understand decorum and all. Okay, fine. You know, he made it appear as though he wasn't accomplished. So I go, it's kind of tough to argue that a guy who has to deal with unions and big city government, sometimes, you know, understanding the global implications of it, you got to deal with countries, depending upon where you're trying to build your resorts and things of this nature, runs multiple companies. Certainly, Guy, you can't think the guy's an idiot. I do. He's an idiot. And it was to the point where it didn't matter what I said. Guy was like a leftist. He was just, I can't stand him. There's nothing you're going to say. And it was truly like, it's unusual for conservatives to have that type of, you know, just stubbornness. To not even just say, you know what, you're right about that, Kevin, but I just don't like his process. I don't like his, you know, his way, his style, whatever. Nope, none of that. There was no equivocation. He hated the guy. Talking about Donald Trump. And so I've needled him from time to time because he's what I call a never Trumper. Same thing I do with Bill Kristol. See, the problem with Guy, also Ben Shapiro, Bill Kristol, and Stephen Hayes and others that come from that ilk, they see themselves as intellectuals. They've been taught that in order to get ahead, you must have a certain demeanor. You have to behave a particular way, and that's what's going to make people successful. So I'm going to use a buddy of mine. Tucker Carlson's of the same ilk, but Tucker's not nearly as dogmatic. Tucker's a likable guy. And he's happy to entertain what you want to say, and he'll fight back. He'll play devil's advocate, and if you can change his mind, you've done an amazing thing. But he's willing to listen. These other guys were not. Never Trumpers, hated Donald Trump, etc., trying to talk sense into him to say, look, get over it. The dude is successful for a reason. He's operating on a level you don't even understand. But no, you can't tell the intelligentsia that they're not smart enough to understand the level at which these other people operate. So that's where Guy was. And then he had, I mean, I can only say, like I said, I've needled him and some of these other people and said, hey, where's your God now, Moses? Where's your God now? Because I'm saying to him, look, I like you, I had some issues with Donald Trump in terms of style. But you know what I also said to myself? That doesn't mean that my style is the only style. See, that's the one thing you learn in management consulting is when you go out and you talk to different companies, and I'm talking about I've been inside of hundreds. I've been through hundreds of factories. I've met with hundreds of CEOs. And what I will tell you is this. They all think differently. Sure, there's some similarities and people have written books about it, but they all think differently. And you learn so much when you understand that one way, one path to good is not the only way. Those guys couldn't see it. So now I needle them and I say, hey, what about this? You like that? Hey, what about this? Trump just did this. Hey, da-da-da-da-da. And they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're starting to soften. I'm not trying to soften them. I'm really trying to remind them just how bad they were. Because you know what? If you can't have that inside of your own group of people, shame on you. So Matt Vespa writes this piece, and he's referencing Guy Benson, who says that, let me just read it. The left, with the froth at the mouth, especially Team Obama, who did nothing when Russia annexed Crimea, nothing when Yemen caught fire, nothing when chemical weapons were used in Syria, and did nothing for forcefully combating the rise of ISIS. This is the brain trust that said ISIS was the JV team of international terrorism. Well, now they are. Trump beat them. But it took his exit for our forces to effectively defeat the terror group on the ground. He's talking about Obama. Yet back to this deal. It's not like this should be shocking. Trump campaigned on it. The Iran deal. Also, are we truly floored that a state sponsor of terrorism pretty much lied about their nuclear ambitions? Please, even members of Obama's own party were against this agreement. Senator Chuck Schumer, here's what he said. Oh, you know what? I'll get back to that because we don't have enough time. I'll get to the Guy Benson piece, but this is Matt Vespa writing about this. Folks, you're listening to Kevin Jackson. I'm going to delve a bit more into this Iran nuclear deal. Keep it going.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. So I'm talking about Guy Benson, who was an anti-Trumper, never-Trumper, whatever he is, the editor of Town Hall magazine. And one of the writers, Matt Vespa, is writing a piece, and he's using parts of what Guy Benson said. And we're talking about the people, the Democrats, who did not support Barack Obama when the Iran deal was done. And I use Judas Iscariot as my back piece of this because all these people in D.C. are Judases. They don't care about us. They stab us in the back. And here's a perfect example of what Chuck Schumer said when Barack Obama wanted to do this deal. Admittedly, no one can tell with certainty which way Iran will go. This is Chuck Schumer. It is true that Iran has a large number of people who want their government to decrease its isolation from the world and focus on economic advancement at home. But it's also true that this desire has been evident in Iran for 35 years, yet the Iranian leaders have held a tight and undiminished grip on Iran, successfully maintaining their brutal theocratic dictatorship with little threat. Who's to say this dictatorship will not prevail for another 10, 20, 30 years? To me, the very real risk that Iran will not moderate and will instead use the agreement to pursue its nefarious goals is too great. Therefore, I will vote to disapprove the agreement, not because I believe war is a viable or desirable option, nor to challenge the path of diplomacy. It is because I believe Iran will not change. And under this agreement, it will be able to achieve its dual goals of eliminating sanctions while ultimately retaining its nuclear and non-nuclear power. Better to keep U.S. sanctions in place, strengthen them, and force secondary sanctions on other nations and pursue the hard-trodden path of diplomacy once more, difficult as it may be. That is Chuck Schumer saying exactly what Donald Trump just did. Glad you guys are here. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Now, I would love to tell you I did the research and found all this. I didn't. You know, I cheat. I do research of what I research what the researchers have done and then bring this to you. And this particular article, written by Matt Vespa of Town Hall, references lots of people that disagreed with Barack Obama. Here's Senator Menendez, who's a scoundrel himself, and he wrote this in The Hill when they were doing this deal, the Iran deal under Obama. The deal ultimately legitimizes Iran as a threshold nuclear state. And now he stepped down on corruptions and stuff like that, but he said this on MSNBC's The Rundown. He says the deal doesn't end Iran's nuclear program. It preserves it. He refuted President Obama's claim that the deal allows for 24/7 access to inspect any site believed to be violating the deal. You understand? Senator Joe Manchin, who won't be a senator in a few months, of West Virginia, Manchin said he would vote to oppose the nuclear agreement with Iran, joining with every other member of West Virginia's congressional delegation that was in opposition. He announced his decision once the Democrats had decided to approve the deal, so it would lessen the impact of his vote. See, this is what I hate about politicians and scoundrels, and that's why Manchin's going to be gone. He says the deal, which gives Iran relief from international economic sanctions in return for limits on the inspection of the country's nuclear program, was all but sure to be put in place, despite the objections of West Virginia, and therefore his vote was moot. Now, the former rep, Steve Israel, a Democrat out of New York, Representative Brad Sherman, a Democrat out of California, Representative Elliot Engel, Democrat out of New York, they all opposed the deal as well. Yet not enough were able to cross the aisle with the Republicans to override a veto by Obama over the resolution to reject the agreement. Now, this is from the New York Times, September 10, 2015. Senate Democrats delivered a major victory to President Obama when they blocked the Republican resolution to reject a six-nation nuclear accord with Iran, ensuring the landmark deal will take effect without a veto showdown between Congress and the White House. A procedural vote fell too short of the 60 needed to break a Democratic filibuster. It culminated hours of debate in the Senate and capped weeks of discord, blah, blah, blah. So Obama passed it. It got sent to the Congress, who said, look, we don't like it, but they couldn't override it, so we have it. Now, they said this. This is what they wrote at the town hall. They said, this staunch opposition from the GOP and some Democrats is the reason why the Iran deal is an agreement and not a treaty. It wouldn't have passed if that's the case. Now, I bring all that to your attention because Guy Benson tweeted something to the effect of President Trump did an excellent job, short and to the point. The deal is done. You know, something along those lines. A guy who was a never-Trumper. And I'm talking about a never-Trumper to the highest order. I hadn't seen anybody who was so vehemently opposed to what the president was doing until I met him. And then when I watched Bill Kristol and Stephen Hayes, and there's one other guy that works with Kristol. They're all with National Review and something else. But I watched those three guys as Trump was at the convention in Cleveland, and they had their little cabal going, and they couldn't stand that Donald Trump was going to be the nominee of this party. And Bill Kristol, where's he at? Where's Bill Kristol on this one? Not that his opinion matters. Where's Stephen Hayes? Stephen Hayes, I've watched him a couple of times, and he was not as vehemently opposed as Kristol was, but he was opposed. Where is he at? Where are all these naysayers? And by the way, all these Democrats who were opposed to Barack Obama, where are they now? Because Donald Trump did exactly what he said he was going to do. And yet again, another promise kept. He says, I'll get us out of this deal. Earlier in the broadcast, I played, and I promise you, you should Google, on search on YouTube or wherever, Netanyahu giving, without question, unequivocal evidence of Iran's nuclear program that they have vehemently denied, essentially saying to Barack Obama and the rest of the world, we don't care what you think. Disregard the evidence, the mountain of evidence. And I said earlier, thank God we have a partner like Israel. This is a group of people who have no problem going into harm's way and finding out the actual answers. Compared to our clandestine agencies, let's just get rid of ours. I would much rather see the Defense Intelligence Network and all these different groups. I'd much rather see us fund Israel and let them do it. They have the best interests of the world more at hand than any other clandestine agency in the world. These guys are getting to the right information. They're presenting it, and the world community ignores it. The idea that our so-called partners would stay in bed with these scoundrels is just unbelievable to me. They would absolutely be a part of this deal. And Iran says, oh, it's a historic mistake. Oh, it's a historic mistake, all right, for you guys. You got a guy that's going to fight for our country finally. Thanks, Donald Trump.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Wait for the Trump superhero movie to come out. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson's show. The Trump superhero movie. It's got to come out, right? I mean, look, they made Black Panther. Can they not make what, like White Tiger? Or White Midas? I don't know what you'd call him. What would be Trump's superpower? Turning things, you know, like that from you know, if something negative is about to happen, he's like, "Ooh, I'm Donald Trump." Boom. And then suddenly it backfires. Like it's a reflective shield. Whatever you throw at him, boom, comes back 10 times on you. Wow, if that was the case, Democrats would be covered in dung, wouldn't they? Oh yeah. 844-551-8255 if you want to talk to a brother. Kevin Jackson, I'd love to talk to you. Yeah, man. I look up the Avengers. Have you seen Avengers Infinity War? That's the latest movie that's out. The next thing to save Hollywood. Black Panther did it earlier. Now the Avengers. Next superhero fix is in. And there's more planned. The Avengers, I don't remember the box office thing, but it opened like last week or something, and they said it was like X number of millions of people went to see it, and, you know, Black Panther's now way down on the list, but they got this one, and of course Black Panther's in it, and that's cool. I like these superhero things. I've been watching Flash on Netflix, and something else, what's it called? Anyway, DC and Marvel Comics, and you want to know why? I'll tell you why. Because we're lacking real heroes anymore. That's why I keep asking, when are they going to make the Donald Trump superhero film? Somebody should be writing this right now. What's the dude that wrote all the Marvel comics? He's in all the Marvel comic stuff. Stan, what's his face? He's in them. He should be writing one for Donald Trump. I'm telling you this because for a couple of reasons. I want the left to be mad at me because I believe Donald Trump's a superhero. I'm a superhero. I hope they put me in the comic strip. What is my superhero power? I've told you guys. Come on, you got right. My producers are like, common sense, Kev. Common sense. Yes, common sense. I have the superpower of common sense. You know what else I have? I have the superpower of hindsight. Ooh, I can look back on stuff I've done and say, see, if I'd done that, things would have been different. I have the superpower of hindsight. I have lots of superpowers. That's right. So do you, by the way. Many of you possess some of the same superpowers I have. Maybe not to the degree that I do, but you can work on them. They're super people, superpower people, superheroes in training. You're training your kids for it. You know what another superpower is? We should just do a superpower show. The ability to not give a crap. That is a superpower. That's one that I exercise daily. A superpower of don't give a crap.
Donald Trump has that superpower. He's got the reflector. We'll call him reflector. Yeah. Because you throw stuff at him and it just reflects right back on you. The media, he's a mean guy. Boom, the media, liars, fake news. They get attacked. I love it. Back to Hollywood. Look, you know why Hollywood, they're struggling with good films. They're struggling with things that appeal to you. You want to know why? Because they don't have writers that understand you. They have writers that are trying to write these narratives. Black Christian falls in love with gay Muslim man. Love is unrequited and they both jump off a building together only to be saved by a couple of big lesbian chicks that are Russian hammer throwers. Did I say Russians? That means Trump was involved. Those are the crazy stories. Every story that's written has to have the female heroine who is bisexual, but, you know, she's also really more lesbian than she's anything else. And then it's all got to have something, right? Got to have some freaky thing. The black dude who, you know, is down with the cause. It's all about Shawunga and the people of Shawunga and the white, you know, people that are coming in to take advantage of them and yada, yada, yada. Yeah, it's all got something. And so, you know what we've done? We've said, I don't have any interest in that anymore. I don't have any interest in your story where you want to tell me what I'm supposed to think, how I'm supposed to think about. So, you know what we do? We fall back onto superheroes.
It's Kevin Jackson. He's common sense man. Kevin Jackson, doing it. Teaching people how to use their common sense.
You, sir, what are you doing drinking that coffee right away? Let it cool.
Thank you, common sense man.
Yeah, common sense. Yeah, I mean, where could we apply it? Where could we apply common sense? Here's common sense applied. I've applied it all over the place, but here it is in academia. I got degrees in engineering, computer science, and math. Okay? And the common sense is, I go to college, and I go to this prestigious college called Southern Methodist University, and they say, Kevin, we understand that you want all these degrees in logic and reasoning, my friend. Hey, why don't you go take black people studies and gender studies and religious studies and art class and art appreciation and all these other things you're never going to use? Why don't you take that? The only other course in college that I honestly, there are two courses in college that I can honestly tell you outside of my degree that I use. You want to know what it is? One of them is English. Dr. Enos taught me how to be a better writer. I can definitely tell you I'm so blessed to have met that woman because she taught me how to be a better writer. Number two, psychology. I took it at community college. It was one of those classes I went, I'm not taking this at the high money school. I'm going to take this at community college. Loved it. And you know why I loved it? Because it did. It taught me how to look at people, how to observe. And that helped me when I got into my career. Because once I got out of engineering, I got into sales and I had to watch people and I had to look at their body language and all that. Those two classes are the only two outside classes that I can tell you helped me. Now, you're saying, Kevin, you're bolstering their defense. No, I'm not. I would have figured that out. I could have talked to, if somebody had said to me, Kevin, go talk to a counselor, ask them what you think might help you if you make these other transitions. I would say to engineering kids, hey, take a couple of classes that give you, that take your logic and reasoning and put it into even more science. The science of language, the science of psychology, etc. Anyway, back to Avengers. So, Avengers, and why Hollywood is obsessed with these films. I keep coming back to this. You want to know why? Because they're going to make 14 more superhero films that are supposed to be released in 2019. 14. For those doing the math, that's more than one per month. Mm-hmm. So, why? Why this fascination? That's all they got. No more imagination. Nothing left for them to say, hey, you know, here's some good quality, wholesome entertainment. And I keep coming back to this, folks, that we are thirsting for it as conservatives. We know good stories. There are so many good ones out there. And for the record, they aren't about politics. I'll give you a quick one. There's a friend of mine who told me a story about a drug dealer in Michigan. Don't remember the city. But this kid was a grew up hard drug dealer, had a, you know, certain territory, and nobody wanted for anything in this drug infested area. He provided protection. If you're going to lose your house, he paid cash. Like, this is a true story, by the way. He paid cash for an old black lady who was going to lose her home. He paid cash to buy her house for her outright. If kids wanted to go to school, he paid for it. He paid for their college. You know, you wanted something, this kid gave it to you. Because he was making so much money in the illicit drug business that he was what's called a shot caller. And he ran a particular territory. This kid gets shot and killed. This is a true story. Gets shot and killed in this town. And the mayor, the sheriff, everybody came to this kid's funeral. They knew he was doing illegal activities, but his good work was so amazing that it was a tribute. Now, the reason why I like this story is because it's got conflict. As a conservative, I'm telling you about it, and you're going, wow, you know, Kevin, that's a good thing. That's a good story. But I mean, the kid was doing illegal things. You know? Yeah, he was. But he was taking that money that he was getting from something that people wanted, and he was putting it into good things. By the way, it was a rival drug dealer who killed him. And let me tell you, that dude was a pariah. Everybody went after this guy. He, you know, it was bad news for his sect of the drug trade because they put the hammer down on them. Now, I'm not trying to make this a feel-good story necessarily, but I want you to understand that's a story I would go see because it's got things that make you go, wow, you know, I'm conflicted. I don't like that he's doing drugs, but I like, what about this old lady whose house got paid off? What about the kids he's sending to college? What about the people that he's helping that feel desperate? And he's not blinging it up and, you know, trying to just live his fat life and not worry about anybody else. That's an amazing story. And there are many others like it. There are many stories untold. There's this Buford, I think is this guy's name. I want to tell this guy's story. Black musician. He was had to live in England, came back over to America, and nobody knew him. And he was a hero in two countries in Europe. Anyway, more to come.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I tell you what, boy, Tucker Carlson did not mince words when he finally came out and said, you know what, I think I know what this Mueller investigation is all about. So I want to play a clip from Tucker, who essentially called this thing out. Now, the wheels are falling off the Mueller wagon, in case you guys haven't been listening to my program, in which I would say to you, shame, for shame. But the wheels are falling off of the so-called Mueller investigation, and it's only going to get worse. And there's hardly a show that we do these days that I don't tell you what's going to happen. The Democrats will get the spotlight shined on them. It's going to have the concentrated
rays of the sun through a magnifying glass that when it touches them, it's just going to poof, it's going to vaporize them. And people are going to go to prison. That's all there is to it. And while all that's happening, Donald Trump is going to move the country forward. And at some point, 5 to 7% more Democrats and independents are going to come over to help. And you're going to see Donald Trump get into the high 50s, which will mean he's in the 60s approval rating across the board. Because Iran's going to capitulate. I guarantee you that. North Korea is going to capitulate. And all we have to do is continue to innovate, continue to do our jobs better and better and better, continue to support our agenda to make America great, which is going to grow other nations. That's what we're trying to do. And when those nations are successful, they will have a lot less need to want to pick fights. You know who are troublemakers? I was talking to a dude the other day. He's 75 years old. He's a driver for Fox. Picks me up. His name is John. And he says, yeah, Kevin, I live in, a retirement community. And I said, yeah, so, man, I'd be up golfing and all that. He goes, yeah. He goes, Kevin, it's a lot of fun, but it's, you know, he goes, we have a part of the year where you got an influx of people that just come in overnight. And they're practical strangers because their houses are empty during the summer and in the warmer months, monsoon season. And then they leave, so it's just us. And he goes, what's interesting about old folks' communities is people are busybodies. You got to remember, they've lost most of their friends, much of their family, kids don't visit, grandkids, whatever. So all they can do is monitor you. And he says it can get very obtrusive. And it was a really interesting conversation. But that's kind of the way I see what's going on here, is that you got a bunch of busybodies. They don't have anything better to do. They don't work. They don't have to work for a living. They got trust funds, or they're getting paid to do nothing. They have jobs where they can work 2 hours a day, and that's considered hard work. Unions protect them. You name it. They have a system in place that lets them get away because it's wink, wink, nod, nod. Oh, you voted for Hillary. You're good to go. But you know what we do? We get up and work every day. Work hard. We want to. But the wheels are coming off their wagon, and I'm telling you this. We're watching it occur. I'm trying to give you enough signs so you can see that the busybodies are going to be busy soon, but it won't be monitoring us. It's going to be with their cover-up. I mean, it's already happening. You've seen that. I love this, though. Larry Elder tweeted this. Because ex-AG Scheiderman files suits against Donald Trump, a journalist at CNN or MSNBC, is there a difference, called him the Great White Hope. Samantha Bee called him the White Mamba. If GOP called Donald Trump or McCain a White Hope in trying to stop Obama, there would be riots. That's what Larry Elder tweeted. And the Elder's probably right. The double standard that we get to witness every single day, you know, multiple times a day, when it comes to how justice is delivered, is quite frankly, I get incensed. Anyway, I saw this article and it said this. It said, this is a real problem, the Schneiderman thing, and I didn't know this. The Schneiderman stepping down issue, big problem for Mueller. And the article was titled, How Schneiderman Hurts Mueller's I called it a non-case. So Politico asked last year, will Eric Schneiderman take Trump down? That was an article in Politico last year. Here's the article, the rest of the article about that one. Probably not. Now that New York Attorney General Schneiderman was forced to resign after a number of women accused him of assaulting them, and that also leaves Mueller without a key New York ally. Telling you again, I didn't realize Schneiderman was a thorn in the ointment of Donald Trump. Now, I played a clip where Donald Trump said, look, knew all about this guy. Let me tell you what was interesting about that clip. Trump says he's a slime ball. I want you to understand this, people. You have a billionaire in New York, and you have this highly political dude, Schneiderman. He didn't realize he picked the wrong fight. So Trump mentioned in his clip, in a clip we played from Fox and Friends, he tried to sue me, tried to extort me. We fought it. I told Banks, fight this guy. Well, you're not fighting the guy. So anyway, Trump says, I beat him every time. I'm not worried about beating him, but he had all this other stuff. He's a slimy guy. Billionaires know the dirt on you. If you're going to get in their way, they're going to get you. He knew exactly what was up with Schneiderman. Anyway, they said Trump's New York-centric base of operations meant that Attorney General Schneiderman had a great deal of power to investigate his businesses. That's why Mueller allegedly teamed up with him. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team is working with New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman on its investigation into Paul Manafort and his financial transactions, according to several people familiar with the matter. This is a reference to an article. The two teams have shared evidence and talked frequently in recent weeks about a potential case, these people said. One of the people familiar with the progress on the case said both Mueller's and Schneiderman's teams have collected evidence of financial crimes, including potential money laundering. Now, this is supposedly against Manafort. Now, they still say, no, he was working with Mueller in order to, you know, build a case against Trump. They've got nothing on Trump. A New York AG that's been investigating Trump for a long time, and Trump says, bring it. Bring it. They got nothing. Now they don't even have a case on Manafort. I talked about that the other day, so you'll have to listen to the archives. KJRadio.com is where you can find those. He goes on to write this. The media was quite impressed. Robert Mueller just formed an alliance that should terrify Trump, Vanity Fair squealed. And more recently, talk picked up of Schneiderman carrying on Mueller's work if the head of Team Coup gets fired. But not anymore. Schneiderman's gone. And Mueller just lost a large piece of his political puzzle. Now, I go back to all of the things that needed to happen for Donald Trump to win. And then I want you to think about all of the things that have been done in order to take out Donald Trump. So what did he need to win? Donald Trump needed a miracle. He was, look, I'm not going to tell you what, I don't believe the polls, but I thought Romney was going to win. And so I still think he was cheated, but however it happened, Barack Obama beats Romney. I think many people thought, like me, Romney would win this in 2012, but he didn't. Along comes Donald Trump, the least likely candidate, people laughing at Donald Trump when he says, I might surprise you and I might, you know, whatever. Then he did. He ascended the staircase and we got to see him announce his presidency. And I remember going, for what, dude? Right? Many of you did the same thing. Then we watched the campaign that every time we talked about stuff, we talked about the idea that when he would do a debate, he just killed himself and his numbers would go up. Second debate, oh my gosh, it was worse than the first. His numbers would go up. Oh goodness, he said the wrong thing. His numbers would go up. And it just confounded all of the experts. And by the way, I do consider myself a pretty good expert in politics. And I still say to this day, Trump didn't win any of his first debates. I don't know that he won many. But he certainly didn't win the first couple. I believe anybody that would have performed at the level that Donald Trump did at that time would have been gone. It would have been the end. Long story short, he wins against all the odds. And we didn't even know why. We knew it was a long shot because of all the obvious reasons. But we gave ourselves hope because we put our faith in the idea that Hillary Clinton was such a bad candidate. But is that the only thing? No, I say God intervened. Then look at what happened afterwards. Now we find out they were tapping the man's phone. They were doing stuff with pen warrant on his attorney. They were setting up people within his staff. They were manipulating data, creating fake documents so they could go out and do more, even more nefarious things. Getting the FISA court to sign off on warrants so they could go deeper, not only on Trump, but on people they could intimidate to get to Trump, and on and on and on. And we get to Stormy Daniels and all these things. And let me tell you something, folks, none of it sticks. Mueller should be asking himself why.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.